came back from my dog pissing. And we're live.
Oh, shit. Are we? Okay.
Yeah. Where are you?
And I'm so sorry.
Aliens on the border.
Like a crooked hat. I'm like DJ Crooked Hat or something. Okay, we're going, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Praying the Gay Away. With today's topic, we'll be talking about strategies on how to convert atheists into believers and get more people to follow the best zombie of all time. Jesus motherfucking Christ. Holla. No, I'm kidding. Hi, everyone. All three of you and me. And oh, shit. What's that? Sorry. Today, we'll be talking about murder. And it's only appropriate that we brought our resident murder enthusiast, Kevin, boner for murder, Lorel.
Boner for murder, bro.
You know, did you, I'm assuming that you probably did, watch all of the Night Stalker series, docuseries? Yes.
It was actually okay. One of the ones I was like very much anticipating for. Because they also came out with the Unabomber one, and that one was, I'm not going to lie, a little bit better
than really?
The Night Stalker one for sure.
I'll be honest with you, I'm still on episode 2.
For Night Stalker?
Yes.
Okay.
I was supposed to watch the rest of it last night, but I got caught up with watching fight stuff, bro.
World Star or what?
No, like some fucking UFC shit, because it was super, super dope. And there were some awesome fights over the past couple of weeks. Anyways, that's not the point. But yeah, man, I wanted to talk about murder and why people are so fascinated with serial killers. Like, why are people so fascinated with serial killers? What the fuck is it weird or is it not weird?
Like, I think it's more of around the lines that they're more excited about like how these people came to be instead of the person itself. I think that's what it comes down to, because that's why you hear a lot of people talking about their background. And surprisingly,
top 5 hottest serial killers
right now.
I don't know about right now. You know about serial killers right now? Just
Ed Kemper is number one.
Ed Kemper?
Ed Kemper. Edmund. 6'9" fucking monster.
You think he just had like a hog on him, dude? That's how he would
probably
murder people?
Does, dude. But he's like, what's the word, I think?
Impotent.
Inept, I think.
What do you mean? Like mentally retarded?
No. I think I used the wrong word. I think he can get it up. That's the
thing. Oh, he's impotent.
Impotent, that's the word.
Yeah.
So it's him, maybe Bundy. I don't know how the fuck people thought Richard Ramirez was fucking...
Look, dude, like, you put a good pair of teeth on Richard Ramirez, bro.
But he's
a got them high cheekbones. He could be a fucking model, bro. He's illegible.
He could. But he's like...
He could be a modern day like Calvin Klein model. If you just throw like slap on some nice pearlies on there, some nice teeth. I was actually about to get to that. Like, he had a pretty creepy face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's fucking bring him some pictures, dude. Richard Ramirez.
Ramirez.
What the fuck? Yeah. I don't know how to spell shit. But
yeah, he was a weird one, man. Because he was very, he like most killers and shit. He was very like into the publicity type of stuff. Like, he would always want the fame and shit like that. So it was like more obvious as to why he would do that.
Fucking dime piece right there without opening his mouth. What's up? But apparently he had like some crazy breath, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, some
fucking stank.
He basically had meth mouth and shit at that point. So it was kind of like stanky, bro. He also smelled like a typical Austinite, apparently. Also,
a typical Austinite, like well, sweat and social justice,
at least,
or what?
At least the ones that are like homeless and stuff, like the smelled like sweat and cumin.
Sweat and fucking social justice, bro. That's the combination for Austinites. That's what they smell like. They smell like vegan, cage-free almonds.
Cage-free almonds.
Yeah, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Got Ed Kemper, Ted Bundy, maybe Richard Ramirez in there? Who else?
With a new set of teeth, maybe.
With a new set of teeth, for sure. Ted Bundy? Yeah, that's what we said. Ted Bundy. We threw that motherfucker in there.
That guy's always there, but like...
Let's see. He's the one that kind of looked like a daytime like TV actor, soap opera actor, right? Yeah.
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 Like with a beard, not the clean-shaven one.
This one?
The one with the beard. Yeah. Stubble type of burly man.
I fuck with it, dude. I feel like he could do your taxes.
He probably could, to be honest. You know what
I mean? Like, if I walked into like an H&R Block, this guy's the manager. So you want a tax write-off, dude?
I got you, fam. But I'll have to murder you for it.
Look, let me just murder one of your dependents, bro. Fucking, that'll get you all the fucking. It's called periodontal disease, and it gives you stank breath. Oh yeah, Alex is like a fucking dental hygienist or something like that.
That's true.
Yeah, the
teeth man,
fucking teeth guy to the rescue, bro.
Do you get tooth boners, bro? Is that what it is?
For sure. You know who's by far the hottest serial killer? That's not even a fucking serial killer.
Don't
Casey pay. Anthony, bro.
No.
No, dude. No. Are you gonna give me an episode on this or not?
Yeah, I fucking hate Casey Anthony, bro. I still
why, bro? He's just bitch. Trying to fucking party, my guy.
Man, fuck that hoe, dude. I fucking hate. Like,
she's fucking dying, bro.
She should fucking die, bro. Like, 100%. She fucking made me hate reading true crime for a fat second. Like, I know I got upset with the whole like Santos Rodriguez case, because it was like
that one was fucking crazy.
Yeah, bro, like the whole, because there was a whole police brutality thing happening, so it kind of like amped up the feeling of it. But like in the end, it's like, fuck, bro, like we're always getting killed like out in the streets and shit, especially people of color, like more black if anything. And fucking then you got this bitch over here fucking god damn, bro,
white privilege as fuck or what?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't want to say that.
She's an avid like Joe Biden supporter. You know what I mean? So if you support Joe Biden, you are exactly like Casey Anthony.
Joe Biden. Man.
What I liked about the Night Stalker series, at least what I've seen so far, was like listening to the cops that fucking pursued this guy, together.
That shit was good. Because I remember I've seen a bunch of interviews on them, but they're like super fucking old. Like no one's ever like updated them at all until recently.
Oh, okay. You meant like the interviews. I thought you meant like the dudes are super fucking old. I'm like, they're like old, but like not super.
No, they're like, they have to be like 10 years older than my dad. They're like probably 50 going on 60. They're about to retire, in other words.
They're about to become our clients, in other words.
No, they're not, bro. They work for the state at that point.
So oh, it's that's like, true, right? Fucking yeah. Dude, sign them up for some shit. Fuck up their benefits.
Fuck them, bro. Fuck your pension.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
You caught the Night Stalker? Here's this fucking HMO plan, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Dale un pinche Kaiser plan, dude. Fuck.
Five star. No, but I thought it was dope how, like, you know, you get to see the whole fucking, like Gilbert's like thought process and shit, and then everybody was like, "You're fucking stupid, bro," but he was on point as fuck.
Yeah,
You're Mexican. What do you know? Go fucking make a taco or something.
And in fucking California of all places too and shit. That's the fucked up part.
It just goes to show like how progressive it is, even since like back then, I guess, to have, you know, a fucking Mexican American person in the homicide bureau, even though they were kind of like shitting on him the whole time. But then they were like, oh dude, you might be onto something.
But the thing is, no one took him serious until the main white guy was like, hey, this guy might have a thing.
Hey, Bean, I think your theory might be right.
Was it from Bad Friends? Fancy Bean?
Yeah, he's a Fancy Bean, bro.
Look at Fancy Bean.
He's got that fucking lisp, dude, from Italy. Barcelona. Fucking Fancy Bean, bro. Not one of those regular ones from down south. But one of the aspects of it that really fucking caught me by surprise, I don't know if it caught me by surprise, but it's just like chilling as fuck, is knowing that this dude was just out here like pedophiling it up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And killing motherfuckers left and right. You know? Like just stabbing coon and stabbing fucking people and just killing fucking shit like left and right. How many people did he kill in total? 20? 22? Let's ask Google.
I don't know that shit from the top of my head.
I feel like we had that stat when we did that 4DF, but I forgot it.
Yeah, we had that shit, but mainly orally, because I put the task on of like knowing everything about him that day.
13 people.
13.
I honestly thought it was way more than that, to be honest.
No, it's four. Yeah, it's 14 victims and shit, and in total, in terms of like what they booked them for. In the end,
right?
He basically hinted that there was like way more people. He literally told one of the cops like, "Hey, you should look into this case because I fucking did that, and it was like a few more years back and shit." And it was like, "Wow, bro, like, fucking asshole."
So that Italian guy, he invented pasta, and that's how he became the head of the sheriff department, right? What? The detective Joe Salerno, he was like, this is spaghetti. And then they're like, dude, you gotta fucking investigate murders, right? That's not how it went.
No, I don't know what the fuck, what kind of bit this is, bro.
He caught the fucking Hillside Strangler, right? That was his whole like,
the other guy. I was like, what the fuck?
He's Italian. His last name is Salerno, Salerno or whatever.
It's pesto.
What do you? Are you like double mic'd up right now?
What? Oh no, I'm fucking with this one. I shouldn't though, because you can hear like the whole shake.
Yeah, I can hear the fucking Tibetan throat singing bullshit.
Sorry about that guy.
You know what I always find fascinating, and this is a bit that I never turned into a joke. How like psycho bitches are always into serial killers, and like. Profiling and like criminal minds and a variety of other things.
What's that? And if you like go to Etsy and you search up like anything true crime related, it's like fucking
some bitch doing her makeup telling you like, yeah, this guy slashed 5 people's throats and I was masturbating the whole time.
The true crime white girl equivalent to Live, Love, Laugh is the wine, true crime, and Bed by Nine. And I was like, oh my god, dude.
Dude, you need to like make a big ass print of that and put it up in your place.
Just
it's like as you walk in, like that's you're greeted by wine, true crime, and Bed by Nine.
In the most fucking like cursive font where you can't even read the cursive, but
it's so scripted, like italicized, that it's just like. It's it just looks like somebody threw together, spaghetti bro. On your wall. Like,
Damn. But yeah.
So there's finally a new episode of On the Streets of Laredo.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't heard it, then you're letting this man down because you put so much blood, sweat, and tears into this project, this latest episode. And I haven't heard it, so I'm disrespecting Kevin right now.
Wow, bro, the disrespect. Hey, shout out to Leo. I just saw your message. Shout out to Chris too, my guy.
Shout out to Leo. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to Justin Blanks. How much do you like children on a scale of Casey Anthony to Joe Biden?
I think you can replace Joe Biden and you can put Michael Jackson instead. I think that's like the
Casey the Anthony extremes. To Jeffrey Epstein, bro.
Oh, there it is.
There it is, bro.
There it is.
Only took him like 2 months.
It took me 4 months, actually, right? No.
Dude, it took you like five months.
No, 9 months, right?
That's what we were saying last time, but I don't think it was 9 months.
It has to be. Are you sure?
I honestly don't feel like it was 9 months.
Because I remember I was working on it when you announced the baby.
I was on the live episode where we reviewed your last episode, and that was maybe like a month before my son was born, or two. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that now. Fuck.
I thought the Streets of Laredo was a shopping channel for groceries.
Is it?
Boy, was I wrong. On this episode of Violence, Guts, and Murder,
fuck,
we're taking a look at. And before we like jump into talking about the episode, dude, like I really am fascinated with people's fascination with serial killers. Like I don't understand it. Like I like dark comedy, but then I don't like, and not because I'm like queasy about it or anything, but I just don't care about like serial killers and shit. Like it doesn't call my interest.
Like it doesn't make you uncomfortable if you talk about it.
No, not at all. It's just like, okay, cool, I guess. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just like lame. Am I lame?
No, I don't think you're lame, dog. I think you're a fucking loser, but
nah. Do I need to like murder?
No, it's like
to be relevant.
The way I explained it, and I explained it to Nora's mom. For those who don't know who Nora is, Nora's my girlfriend. So the way I explained
she's
it to lame, her,
not real.
You don't know her, dog. You never met her. She's from Canada.
Kevin's in a fucking, what do you call it? One of those padded rooms right now.
Padded.
If you look around behind him, he's in a fucking inpatient mental health care services.
I have my padded backpacks and my padded mics and my padded pants. So yeah. Yeah. No, but like the way I explained it to Nora's mom was that because she asked about the show, because Nora likes to bring up things I like so her mom can understand who I am without me telling her.
Yeah, mom, murder. That's my boyfriend.
Yeah. Like,
we call him murder.
She hints it. She says like the whole like true crime thing. She's like, you know those shows you watch in Spanish, like fucking Case.
Casos de la Vida Real.
Or some shit like that, basically. Or all other stuff. And she's like, yeah, like Kevin does that, but like cases in Texas. And then fucking the mom's like, ¿y por qué? I was like, bitch, you're asking me why I make them? Like, why do you watch them? For the same reason, bro. I like it. Like, what the fuck?
Me gusta la matanza.
But she's like, the reason she watches it is because she wants to learn, according to her. She wants to avoid getting murdered and shit. I'm like, same. Why not? Right?
It's just say strap. Not, I mean, not calling your girlfriend's mother a bitch, first of all. I just mean just stay strapped. That's how you avoid getting murdered. Does she think you're a Satan worshiper, dude?
She, yes, at one point, because I had like minimal tattoos at the time, like just the chain and shit like that. I had the heart tattoo and everything. And she was like, ay, no sé qué pensar. It was an episode. It was like a whole series, bro. A whole season of Rosa de Guadalupe with Nora's mom, bro. It was fucking ups and downs, bro. Ídolo! ¿Qué onda?
El Kevin Master himself. I like how everyone comes to like see you and no one acknowledges my existence. I am merely the platform to bring you these people.
This is called the Aliens on the Border podcast, the interview with Kevin.
Right. My girl once said that girls from Mexico are sometimes afraid to date white guys because they think they're going to get killed by them eventually.
Bro, fucking
accurate.
Accurate as fuck, bro.
That's a fair assumption.
100%.
like, with the exception of Richard Ramirez, which I guess you can argue is, like, technically white, most serial killers are fucking white.
Yeah.
Right? Except for, like, the dude that would shoot people out of the trunk of his car with his son, the DC sniper. That one was fucking cool. Why? He was just out here, like, why? Boom. Kill streak. Boom. No scope. That shit was fucking crazy. Do you remember that? Do you remember that time frame? Because, like, I remember being, like, I don't know, maybe in middle school or like late, like I don't even remember when I'm gonna look this shit up now. DC sniper.
Well, just for some clarification, and
2002, dog.
2002. This is like, I was in second grade. What the fuck?
I was in. I don't remember that grade, at all. I think.
But I've read about it.
I think I was in fourth grade. I don't know. Boom, team wipe. Yeah, dude.
Damn.
I remember it being like shortly after 9/11, obviously, like a fucking year, and people were losing their shit because this motherfucker was just with his son sniping people out of a hole in the trunk of his car. Like, bop. This bop. Motherfucker.
Boom. Pop.
For real, just clutching shit left and right. 1v1 me.
That kind of reminds you of the cop killer from
Dallas. Is
it from California also?
Which one? Oh, well, there was like a crazy Dorner. Shootout in the mid 90s.
It was Dorner, Christopher Dorner. He was like an ex Marine, I think, also, or some shit like that, or an ex Army man.
Christopher. So, yeah. Oh, you know what? I had a question that I wanted to ask.
What up?
Do you think that hitmen count as serial killers, or is it not the same thing because they do it for money?
They do it for, yeah, no, it would well. That's debatable. It depends who you ask. I personally don't think so. I think the whole concept of a serial killer is more of they do it because they just want to fucking do it and they get a satisfaction out of it, which could be said the same thing about like assassins who get paid and they get, you know, a kick out of it. Like some people are just like, fuck it, you know, like I get paid to kill people. That shit's lit and shit like that, you know? So it's a half and half. I say yes in some cases because some people are fucking insane and they go all out. But I think it's like if they add a signature to it, I think it's when they become a serial killer. Because some people just do it clean. They do it clean. They don't want to get followed. And then that's it. But a serial killer tends to want the recognition for it.
Yeah.
And they want the name for it. And they want the media to be all over.
Is Chris Rainey's a serial killer because he's white? Yes, I think so.
Fuck.
That's what he said.
Damn, bro.
Chris Rainey's new serial killer in Laredo. Be careful. Hide your kids and hide your wife. Ojo.
Oh, but I think it's more of like to the whole point about like Mexican girls dating white guys. I think that's just more like white guys are fucking crazy sometimes. You know what I mean? But surprisingly enough, serial killers don't go outside of their race when they're killing. Because it's just flat out harder to fucking kill someone else from a different race. Because one, they don't trust you, and two, like you're.
Well, I mean, the Night Stalker kind of killed like a bunch of Asians, some white chicks, a Mexican chick. Like,
yeah, but look at his pattern though. He just went in, and it was random. He didn't give a fuck who it was. He just went in at night when he didn't know anyone, and boom, fucking did it.
And then he also raped like a bunch of little kids, which were like, "Yo, that interview with like the." That one girl that like when she was six or whatever the fuck was her name? Yeah. I don't know. But damn, I was thinking like, yo, you must be like really fucked up in the head. Like not even in a bad way, just as a survivor of such a traumatic experience. I can't even fucking imagine.
But think about it. I'll throw you this, because if I'm not mistaken, she wasn't white.
No, she was Mexican.
She was Mexican American. Yeah. But let me throw this at you, because I've seen it a lot of times, and I'm not saying it's fact, but it's the most people who get interviewed as victims that survive, and they're pretty fucking sound of mind, are most of the time minorities, bro. And it blows my mind. Dude, and if I again, like I said, most of the time from interviews that I've seen.
Yeah,
from the interviews that I've seen constantly of women who are able to speak up about it, like, way more frequently than others are people who are minorities and shit, which is fucking insane. Al Chile, dude, just fucking. This is the episode where I just keep adding mics into the fucking screen, dude.
Eventually, he turns into a mic, dude.
I am the mic. No, then I have this one here. Hello. No, but yeah, like I noticed that shit a lot, and then fucking, because a lot of girls that are Caucasian, for the most part, end up talking about fucking what's the word I'm looking for? The PTSD and all that shit. And I'm not saying that it's not true and shit. It's fucking true. Mental illness is a fucking thing. You can get post-traumatic stress disorder out of it. But it's like,
especially if your almonds end up being not range, free-range almonds. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, you're fucking getting these almonds that have been grown in cages and like stacked next to each other their whole lives. And you absorb their trauma whenever you have that almond milk. You know what I mean?
True.
Dude, this is the... I can't with you right now. What the fuck?
What's going on?
Hello, dude. What is going on?
What's going on?
Dude.
Why? What's your deal?
I don't know, man. What's happening right now, man?
I don't know, dude.
Yo, we need to cancel Kevin, bro. He voted for Trump.
I didn't vote for Trump, my guy. Let me tell you what I did vote for. And it's to get...
So everyone that's going to be listening to this on the audio only, there has been a series of mics that have attacked Kevin, and he is now surrounded by mics.
Does anyone have a cord? I need a cord.
Have you... oh, look, question from Chris Rainings. Have y'all seen the Iceman documentaries on HBO? If so, do you consider that serial killing? I haven't seen the documentaries. I've seen the one movie that was on Netflix where that one guy plays the Iceman, and it was fucking crazy. Or did I see them in documentaries? I don't remember.
Iceman.
That's like that one hitman for the mob that like murdered. Like he was the Michael Jordan murderer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Look, so this is interesting. I'm typing in Iceman to pull up his shit like on Google, and the first thing that comes out under suggestions is Iceman serial killer.
Yeah.
Which begs the question.
The main question would be is if he's being considered one,
Richard Kalin,
did he get a fuck ton of recognition for it? Is he milking the fuck out of it? If so, that's probably why they're considering him as a serial killer.
Holy motherfucking shit.
What's
this up? Guy was the Adolf Hitler of serial killers, bro. The Michael Jordan of serial killers, the best of the motherfucking best. If you want to consider him a serial killer, check this shit the fuck out. Y'all want to talk numbers? Y'all want to talk numbers, homie?
Sure.
100 to 250 men.
In a row? Nah, just kidding.
In a row, bro. Bukkake. That's fucking insane, dude. Can you imagine? Like, yeah. And that movie, Chris. Do you know what movie I'm talking about, Chris? Where it's like, that one real famous guy, he has like those weird eyes. What the fucking movie does he come out?
Weird eyes. Steve Buscemi?
almost. Damn it, dude. I can't think of another movie that this guy comes out in, but he plays a fucking badass Iceman. Like, let me see if I can. I haven't seen it yet. But do you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah. Is it Iceman?
Movie
about Iceman.
Oh, here we go. Right here.
He can get his ice age and shit.
The Iceman. This motherfucker. He's a William fucking Dafoe? Good ass. That's not William Dafoe, bro.
No?
No, his name is Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon?
I think. Yeah.
Wait, does he have a goatee in the movie the whole time? Oh, that's probably why he looks different as fuck.
Yeah, look, Michael Shannon. This guy.
Yo, he looks like Steve Buscemi and fucking Quentin Tarantino had a baby.
He looks like a handsome Steve Buscemi, dude.
Don't say that, bro. Steve Buscemi's pretty.
I mean, if you throw a wig on him. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying?
If you throw a wig on him.
It is.
Might just fuck around and, you know.
It is what it is.
Get a nice little. No, but, yeah, like, I think that. The worst is in South America. Dude, I bet you they have like the all-stars of serial killers because nobody reports crimes in South America. Dude, they don't have any like electricity over there or whatever.
But let me throw this at you.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. It's fucking not being serious.
No, but like I think it's more of like
Wait, dude, I can't hear you. Can you speak into this mic?
Oh, yeah. This is gonna be the entire show. Fuck it, bro.
Wait, hold welcome up. To the Mike Podcast.
I need someone to boom me. There we go. Boom. This one needs to be here.
You've got like Dolby surround sound quality, oh, dude.
Can I
hear my voice everywhere? ASMR.
Anyways.
You can do some crazy ASMR if you really hook everything up and you're just like fucking. No, what were we saying?
Usually third world countries, or at least countries that are considered, according to America, still developing, for the most part, don't have serial killers. It's usually once you get like a nice society going on with democracy in some form, like they don't consider it a serial killer. They just consider it as hired men who like murder people.
Jack the Ripper was a serial killer, right?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, shit, that reminds me. You should watch The Ripper. There's some guy, like, in the 70s who, like, started copying him and shit, apparently, in some part of England and shit. And he was killing, like, whores also. Or, what do you call it?
Sex workers.
Sorry.
You're on fucking notice, bro. It's 2021.
Sorry, bro. Don't cancel me. No, but one that I like to mention to people to freak them out is Chikatilo. Yes, bro. Monster of the Los Andes. If you haven't listened to Monstro of like from the creators of Dark Topic, Sword and Scale, and the Nightingales shit thing? I don't know what the fuck it was called. But Monstro, bro, you should listen to that shit. It's fucking great. Monster of the Los Andes comes out in that shit.
He uses each one of those mics to spread propaganda in favor of Donald Trump.
Damn, bro. Don't say that, dog.
Don't say that. The FBI's listening, dude.
Actually, they're listening on each of these mics.
They've got enhanced voice recording on you already. All I have is one mic right here.
I'm going to be
all
like...
I need one mic.
I'm going to be like fucking... what's his name? Franny. And just fucking eat the mic.
Just sound like peanut butter, dude. Poor Franny, goddamn.
Yeah, I'm glad he got a mic already. Yes, Freaky Friday, Freaky Friday, dude.
Alien thing. Talk
Freaky
about
Friday, Tinder. Alien thing, bro.
Dude, the excessive, like, the ability for serial killers to have like an easy access to motherfuckers is like enhanced with all these like new dating apps and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
fucking Tinder, for example. You know, you could be out here and
actually Grindr is one of the more common dating apps that a lot of people have reported people getting trying to get murdered, and or not trying to get murdered, almost getting murdered. What? And getting assaulted and shit like that.
How long did you have your Grindr account before you finally got assaulted?
I think 5 months, dude.
Damn, dude. Okay. Was it on the first date? You're on your first match?
No, nah, dude, it was on my second one, dude. The first one was like, touch my pee-pee. And I was like, no, sir.
I'm just trying to make friends. I downloaded it because I thought like it was a catalog for a bunch of different herb grinders. I mean, that was incorrect.
What are you talking about?
The Grindr app. I thought it was like a catalog for herb grinders. Little did I know they meant fucking cocks grinding on your ass, dude. And I was like, it's not what I'm about. It's 2021. I'm trying to pray the gay away. What are we doing here?
let's broadcast the gay away here with, dude, all these mics.
We can summon the power of Jesus Christ, bro, and his fucking superpowers, my guy. And he will cleanse your soul of any homosex, dude.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Chris is talking about
the male nurse from Sword and Scale. Bring us up to speed on that.
I forgot the guy's name though. Is it Charles? No.
Let me Google it real quick. The power of Google by typing in male nurse serial killer. Charles Cullen.
Yeah.
Charles Cullen. Was he on American Horror Story?
Right. No. Oh, I know Nora, because I only watch American Horror Story up to like 3, which is, I think, the circus one.
Dude, the circus one really fucking lost me, bro. It was like, I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to finger blast you with my penis fingers. And I was like, all right, what are we doing anymore? This isn't scary. This is just fucking gross. I'm please, Gucci.
It's lobster hands.
Dude. Yeah, my please. Fucking, I'm going to lobster claw your vajay. And I was just like, what are we fucking doing anymore? How is this scary? This is just like weird now. And then I tried to watch the one of the election or whatever. Well, the clown cult people thing.
Oh, yeah.
All like, this is what Trump supporters do. We fucking murder. And I was like, what's going on? Like, you guys are trying way too hard. What the fuck is happening right now?
The one that caught back my attention. Well, the one that lost me, because I enjoyed Circus, like in Freak Show. Yeah. I enjoyed Freak Show pretty much. It took me a while to get through it, but I got through it and I liked it in the end.
Oh,
the
wait, one that wait, lost wait, me wait.
Was Hotel. I fucking hate Hotel.
Why?
It was so annoying. Like,
what you got against Lady Gaga, bro?
It's not even because of it was Lady Gaga. If anything, she played such a good character and shit. It's just everything else around it was like literally season one. If you die, you're there. And it's like, oh shit, season one, just different fucking building. That's all it is. And plus, oh, vampires. Okay.
It's serial the killer
ghosts.
No, wait, not the circus one. Which one's the one where at the end? Yeah, it is the circus one, right? Where at the end, the guy turns out to be like the serial killer's son or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah, no? Yeah.
That is circus, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay, I'll take it back. Like that was cool. That storyline was cool. The
circus
the one
was
that
season
was,
four?
Yeah, because season three was the asylum, which was also cool.
No, season two was asylum.
Are you sure?
It was
murder.
The
murder
house,
aka
asylum.
Kevin's asylum. No.
Circus. And that freak show. And then
Hotel was season five. Then what was season four? I mean, what was season two?
Coven. Dude, was Coven not was bomb as fuck, bro. Yeah, I love Coven. That witchery is fucking lit.
Magic bullshit. And then it comes back like full. Okay, Asylum was season two. And then it comes back like full circle in the last one where they're like, oh, yeah, dude, the world's ending. Satan's here. Whatever. You know what I mean? I haven't finished. I actually only seen like 2 episodes and I wanted to keep going, but I just lose interest very easily. If you don't, you know,
yeah,
throw in some Satan here and there, like right at the beginning, you're going to lose me, man.
The one that caught my eye the most and brought me back to the series was Roanoke. That shit was fire, bro.
Roanoke was pretty lit.
Because it was like, at least the first half was good. I haven't finished the last half yet.
Oh, okay. I was about to fucking spoil
it. Yeah, no,
thing.
Bro, don't do it. Because I finished when, like, I think I started watching it when they were bringing it back. As in, like, they get all, they were trying to make it Big Brother, but haunted Big Brother type of thing. That's where I stopped.
I liked how they got very, like, breaking meta. The fourth breaking the fourth wall where there were like the documentary within the dramatization, but like it's I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? This is pretty dope.
It's like they just hired completely new fucking writers and a new director and they're like, all right, you know the show? Yeah, fuck this show, we're making a documentary now. And it's like, what the fuck?
But then it's a dramatization within the show that continues and you're like, what the fuck? That was pretty good. What'd you leave off on? Like, what was the last thing you saw from that?
Oh, fuck if I know, dude. I forgot. I know they were chasing. They bring that fucking weird short person. The fucking weird guy. I fucking love him. He's such a good character. And he's like talking mad shit to like the fucking butcher lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's like the last thing I kind of remembered. And I remember someone lighting on fire. Oh, one of the husbands. The husband of the cop. No, cop husband. Right?
I don't know. You're losing me now. I'm like trying so hard to.
There was a black lady who was a cop, I think. And
yes.
She was like a cocaine addict or something.
She was addicted to pills. So she was like off the force. She had a daughter. It
her
was
husband.
A Cuba Gooding Jr.'s sister, no?
Yeah.
Right? Like in the real world of that. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But like the husband of that gets chick. Fucking murked and just fucking. Yeah. Pinned to a fucking wheel and lit on
flame
fire.
On.
Yeah, I think that's where I left off. And I think there was like chasing with cars involved. I don't know. Some shit like that. It's all blurred to me right now. But if I start watching where I left off, I think I'm going to be okay.
You would be like, oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Dude, do you know about like Roanoke? Like the actual settlement?
Yeah.
The early settlement is like the the second one that when they came back, everybody was just gone. Like, what the fuck? No signs of anything, just empty. So back in colonial times, as the British were settling on the eastern coast of the United States, there was like two settlements, Jamestown and Roanoke. Jamestown survived and flourished, which later turned into like one of the main places in Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. Roanoke, everyone that was there just fucking vanished. They were like, peace, and disappeared. Like, shit was all there. Like, if they just got up and left, and like there was no trace of anything or at all. And I remember reading about it on one of those books. Dude, do you remember like those dope ass books in elementary where they would do like the Bermuda Triangle and all this crazy shit?
Yeah.
Bro, what the fuck? What were those books? I bet you if I would find them right now, they'd probably be shitty, but they were dope back then.
They were probably like a super like dumbed down version of like, like, this is a mysterious thing. Things disappear. Like, and you're like, what?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm spooked.
I remember seeing a small little segment on, where was it? I don't know if it was ABC or CBS, but they talked about the Roanoke thing, like something super short, either that or it was fucking the History Channel, most likely. But they literally just talk about like what could have happened. And one of those things was like, oh, maybe the weather made them fucking leave and shit like that. And
God, I was the like, weather, bro.
I was like, I don't know, like, fuck. Because around the time, it was already like winter was coming or some shit. And they theorized that the reason there was no trace was that they left before the snow came. So when the snow came, it basically just destroyed everything that could have been preserved or preserved for like everyone else to come in and be like, where'd they go? Either that or they were like picked off one by one by just nature itself and shit, apparently. And another one, like
Native American tribes.
Yeah, and then there's also that too, because they were saying like, but the thing is, like, they don't believe that one, even though I think that's the one.
You know what I think it is, dude? Aliens. Fucking aliens, bro. Aliens, man. Oh, dude, this is going to bring me to another point that I completely like lost my train of thought by saying aliens. Oh, speaking of the History Channel, fucking, I would hate when they would be like, this is a documentary about the Masons, the Freemasons. Hey, nothing's going on, dude. Everything's fake. Like, we're just people and we hang out and do weird things. But there's nothing to see here. And I was like, fucking skeptical. I have a hard time saying that word. Skeptical. Hippo eyes. Skeptical. Right?
Skepticals. Say testicles, but with a skep.
Skeptical.
There you go.
Why does it sound weird in my mind? Try to say
Scat.
Skeptical. Do it again.
Skeptical. Say skeptic.
Skeptic. There skeptical. Hippo.
There you go. Boom.
Try to say that phrase. It's difficult. What the
fuck? Root words. Oh, yeah. So what are you saying? You were skeptical
this
about it?
This episode is brought to you by Whataburger.
Oh, shit.
We're what sipping. This is just like a lemonade.
Lemonade.
I have yet to touch my food. But
it's all cold now, dude.
Yeah, it is. But I got a burger that has bacon in it with sliced paños. And that's what I got.
Nice.
Just a plain old Sammy. But yeah, man, like I would always be super skeptical about like those documentaries where they're like, no, dude, just believe that there's nothing going on. And I was like, where do you guys get all this information from? Like, are you getting it directly from the Freemasons? And if so, don't you think that they would want to be like, yeah, of course there's nothing going on. And then I now know people that are in the Freemasons and I'm like, dude, what's going on? And they're like, fucking magic, bro, but with a K. And I was like, I fucking knew it. Magic, but with a J, dude.
Magic. Oh.
Wow. Full circle. Yeah.
Wait, that wasn't loud enough. There you go. Fuck it.
I like the nice kick of the fucking bass drum, bro. About to fucking go ham in this piece. No, but serial killers, man. Why are people so fascinated with them? I think it has to do more so with like trying to understand how disconnected you have to be from like a regular mind state to be able to murder repeatedly. And is most serial killings tied into some way, shape, or form of like a sexual thing?
Usually, supposedly, for the most part, there's like always that's why I use the phrasing instead, like satisfaction, because that can be anything for them. It can just be for example, like how hunters hunt down animals. It's just the glory of the kill.
Dude, every time I go hunting, I'm rock hard the whole time. I just fucking, you know, I don't use a knife to gut them. No, I'm just like, but I get what you mean. Like, just like having to scratch that itch. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to translate to like sexual or whatever, right?
Well, but I mean, like, though, and I'm paraphrasing at this point, in the words of like Ed Kemper, he said it's a feeling that you get that you do, like similar to an itch, like you're saying. That it's just eating you on the inside. It's just something that you want to do, or better yet, that you feel like you need to do. In his case, he hasn't done it in fucking years since he got caught, and he says he still thinks about it. Like, he feels the need to do it in prison, but he chooses not to at that point because there's no point of it. Think of it this way, and this is my explanation of it. It's like, is it peaking? Is that the sexual act? When you're about to hit that shit and then you stop. That's basically
edging. Yeah. Frenulum.
that's basically what it is to him at that point, if he actually even tries to kill anyone in the prison. Because at that point, it's like, what recognition do you get? Like, only the prison people are going to know about it. Because for the most part, a lot of killings happen in a prison, but the news doesn't pick it up because the news is like, oh, it happens all the time. Like, no one gives a fuck about you being outside. You're already caught. In other ways, people are seeing it. Oh, you're just doing our job at that point. You're removing people that are already created crime or committed crimes and shit like that. So there's this weird twist to it. But in the end, he basically describes it that way. That he sees no purpose for it now that he's been caught, and it's actually been very therapeutic for him to just be in prison. And he can leave. He's able to get parole and shit, but he chooses not to.
Was it because he was like criminally insane that they were like, you can, or was it just like...
No, that fucker has an IQ of like 130 something or some shit like that, or at least like somewhere, like he's a fucking...
Like fucking above average.
Above average as fuck and shit. Like, he's self-aware of how he acts and shit, and he just decides to choose to
murder,
to stay inside where he feels more comfortable, which is...
Is he still alive?
In the California prison system.
How old is he? Like 70, 80?
He's like 60.
This is where I would ask Google for the information, but young Jamie, look that shit up.
1948 is when he was born, so he's like... Ed
Kemper. He's 72.
72. Allah. Yeah. Verga, bro. That guy does not have Medicare, I'll tell you that right now.
No, he definitely does, bro. He's Ed Kemper.
Yeah.
Dude, the actor that
IQ
plays
of 145, bro. 145, that's his IQ.
Dude, who else had what was Stanley Kubrick's IQ?
No one knows, dude.
IQ was 200. That guy was like a fucking quantum computer, just... like living in the future.
Stanley who?
Kubrick, the director of like Eyes Wide Shut, Space Odyssey 2001, The Shining. What other movies did he fucking make? I don't
know. Ask the real questions, bro. What about Stanley
Tucci? A Clockwork Orange?
What about Stanley Tucci, bro?
Who's that, bro?
I don't know, dude. I just searched up Stanley. I know Hubert. I know he's involved in Hollywood and shit like that.
Stanley Tucci, dude. Little Tucci, Wayne.
Tucci, bro. Tucci.
Lucchese. One of the things, one of the other rabbit holes that I like going down on, and this is kind of going to be like a little bit off topic, but there's like a badass documentary about the mob in New York on Netflix, and it's called Fear City. Oh. Fucking fire. Fucking fire. It's also like a 4-part series, I think, and it is pretty dope. And it's like Stanley Yelnats. Oh, fuck you. Oh, wait.
What?
I thought it was just Stanley and then Stanley spelled backwards, but it's Stanley Stenley or Stanley Yelnats. This. Bam.
Is it a joke?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is it like burgundy sauce?
No, dude. Don't say it. No. That's racist, bro. That'll get you canceled.
No, I'm just asking because sometimes people have fucking memed me before like that and shit. They're like, oh, it's like this. I'm like, what the fuck is? And then I say it. And I say it over and over, and everyone's like, and I'm just like, what the fuck does that even mean?
It's fucking burgundy sauce, dude. Just record it and play it backwards, and then
see what it is. Don't do it, dude. I advise no one to do it.
If you do it, bro, you summon the CIA from your phone, bro.
It's from Holes?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You talking about Honey Boy?
No, he's talking about Stanley.
Nope, that's why Honey Boy is Stanley, right?
I don't know. Because Stanley's last name is his last name spelled backwards, right? In the movie? Or am I wrong?
No, you're wrong, because it's a completely different movie. It's Honey Boy.
What do you mean? Stanley's last name is Honey Boy?
It's Honey Boy. It's Latin. No, it's not, dude.
Shia LaBeouf is Mexican.
No, Shia LaBeouf fucking directed and wrote Honey Boy. That's why I'm saying that.
Is that the one where he's... Is he the one that he does... Honey Boy, is that the one where he, like, is a salesman?
It's a dramatized version of himself.
Oh, okay, never
of
mind.
Of his own life or whatever the
fuck. Did you ever see that one movie that was on Netflix? It was, like, an independent movie that he did. You know what I think? Shia LaBeouf likes doing independent movies to show his dick. That's what I fucking think. Every independent movie that he's been in, dick.
Dick, bro.
Yeah. And the one I was referring to was the one where he's, like, in a group of, like, traveling sales agents. And then they get like this one chick that's like 16 and she joins them.
The fuck?
Yeah. Or something like that. You haven't seen that one? Mm-mm. It's pretty crazy. It's on Netflix. I forgot what it's called.
Traveling Salesman.
Door to door.
Door to door, dude. Door to door two. The Traveling doors. Salesman. Fuck, dude.
It's where he plays his own dad. My taste of town. Yo, shout out to My Taste of Town for tasting some spicy ass hot sauce. That sounded crazy. And
oh, yeah.
I kind of was curious on trying it and like dipping a chip, but at the same time, I know it'll probably. Chip. Yeah, I know you'll probably get that habanero anal. So I'm Gucci.
Sounds painful.
Sounds great, painful, but it tastes great. That's, you know, sometimes you just got to yearn for the burn, you know?
True. But yeah, I think mainly the reason why, like you kind of mentioned, the reason that a lot of people are fascinated with like the whole killers and stuff like that, which surprisingly enough, like Netflix has been bringing a big boom into the whole true crime, like
100%.
There's a lot of documentaries coming out and shit like that, so that's pretty sick. Gives me more shit to watch because it's been dry for the most part besides podcasts for me since like high school ended and shit.
Wait, what? What do you mean? Like as far as like series and shit or what do you mean?
Yeah, for the most part. Every once in a while you get like a bomb ass one like coming in and shit like that when Netflix is popping off a bit. What?
Attack on Titan.
What do you mean? But true crime is what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Right.
I was like, what the fuck? I was binging anime around... In between two and shit. Yo, have you watched Erased?
No.
Dude, watch Erased, bro. It's anime, like true crime anime. Or better yet, it's like a thriller type of series and shit. 100% recommend it. It's on Netflix, I think, right now.
It's so called Erased.
Erased.
Okay. Everyone's all up on that fucking one anime with the crazy name, Jujutsu Kaisen, and I haven't seen it.
Jujutsu Kaisen?
Yeah. And like apparently it's like the tits, and then the latest season of Attack on Titan is also, but like I haven't even
Dude, I kind of want to get Crunchyroll just to fucking watch it.
Just get VRV instead. It's free.
Wait. Oh, yeah. What's that series called I watched? I got pointed towards it because I think Ricky was reading the manga at the time. It's called What the Fuck or What the Hell Are You Doing Here, Teacher? Or some shit like that.
What?
It's like it's one of those like provocative like anime mangas and shit where they show titty but they don't really show titty, where they show coochie but it's like covered slightly.
Is oh I've seen like I've scrolled past
promos
things on
and
Twitter,
shit, right? There's like promos like, on it, like hey, yeah. read it. It's in color now and shit like that. Yeah,
and I was it's, like, what is this even?
It's a fucking manga. That's all it is and shit. But like now, I remember they did come out with the. At least the creators of it, they animated it. They managed to find a team to do it, but they would do short clips and shit like that. Now they have a whole series and shit. And back then, you would have to literally go out of your way to, I think, invest into like a Patreon type of thing or an OnlyFans type of thing to get that shit like uncensored. And now you can get it uncensored on Verve. So if everyone has Verve, watch some anime titties about teachers.
There you go. What's it called again?
What's the sauce?
What's the sauce? Rule 34? Dude, Psycho Pass was a fucking dope-ass anime, and I only bring that up because I've been slacking on my anime game lately, and I just want some shit to sink my teeth into. And, you know, I kind of ruined Attack on Titan for myself because I saw, like, one of those videos that explains, like, the timeline.
Oh, so, yeah. I fucking hate that shit.
And I just wanted to know. I was curious. I was like, let me see what happens. And so I found out what like was going on, even though I left off at the end of like season one or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so like I kind of ruined season two for myself. But the latest season, apparently everybody's like, well.
You should do what I do. Usually, depending on the social media you use the most, if you're not able to see a series yet, you just delete the app. Facebook is like my main one where I shit post a lot, and I get most of my news from music to podcasters and just flat out just bands and shit like that on Twitter. That's all I use Twitter for. That's all it is for me. I don't watch it for drama or bullshit like that. It's just news.
I usually like follow like a bunch of people that are like up on politics and stuff, honestly.
That's all it's for, bro. It's fucking soapbox at this point. That's all it is.
But
I usually just delete the social media part that I'm like more active in when I want to watch something. I did the same thing with Star Wars and shit because I'm a firm believer that if you didn't watch it the day it came out or at least the following day or even a fucking week afterwards, if you see a spoiler, that's your fault, bro. You didn't fucking go. What the fuck? Like,
were you referring to
watch it pirated, dude? If you want to.
Were you talking about the Mando series or like just the movies in general?
Just in general, anything. It can even be. I remember I fucking spoiled fucking Pulp Fiction for someone once. And they're like, spoiler alert. I'm like, motherfucker, this fucking like, thing's been out for fucking years,
decades,
bro.
Decades.
Decades, though.
I like accidentally ruined the end. Not even ruined. It had the last episode of The Mandalorian came in. It was like a week and a half after. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Luke Skywalker at the end of The Mandalorian? What?
Yo, then, I saw that shit because I saw a video of what the fuck's his name? The actual actor reacting to it. I saw that shit. Yeah, Mark Hamill. I saw him react to it and it spoiled it for me, but it's like, I was okay with it. I was like, wow, that's what's the word I'm looking for? It's wholesome because I saw his reaction. He's like, wow.
Okay, dude. And you know what I think that they like really tried to recreate so many times in Star Wars already was like the ending of Rogue One. Where it's just like, and fucking Darth Vader starts slaying bitches left and right. That shit was dope as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they've tried to recreate that moment a couple of times already. And I was like, all right, let's relax. So the one time was amazing. Second time was like, all right. But like, I don't know.
I'm still a firm believer that that whole scene is like very magical in a way. Because
the last part of Rogue One?
Yeah, it's so fucking great, bro. It hyped me up and shit. It made me want to watch like everything else after that shit too.
For sure, dude. Fucking, what's your, on a scale of 1 to 10, on like the new trilogy, where do you stand as a whole, like all put together?
It is what it is. It was written. I think the whole purpose of what's his name? Who fucking wrote it? Lucas, right? George Lucas.
George Lucas, yes.
Because I used to see like a bunch of trilogy, right? What?
It was like J.J. Abrams. I don't know who the fuck else that like did the new trilogy or no? Or am I wrong?
Oh, the new one. Yeah, it was J.J. Abrams and some other fucking guy or person. But George Lucas, the way I saw him, because I had the DVDs back then, and I would watch the behind the scenes and shit. And the way he would fucking talk about focusing on the actor playing Anakin and shit, even the little kid up to like...
Wait. I'm talking about the latest.
Yes, and but that's okay. My point though, because I think in George Lucas's words, it should have ended where it ended, because the whole point of the story was literally to follow the finding and the rise and the fall of Anakin, AKA or better yet, the Skywalkers in this case, because it's the whole, it's just father and son space opera, because that's what it is. It is just, that's just what it is.
It's Rex, dude.
But then you get the new fucking trilogy, which I was still happy to see, because it's fucking lit, bro. Like, if you got today's CGI and you're not making Star Wars movies and shit, what the fuck are you doing, right? But I think they should have already done what they did and just add on to the trilogy itself, like they did with Rogue One, or what they're going to do with Han Solo and shit like that.
Fill in, like, oh, here's a backstory of, like, that happened.
Exactly. I wouldn't mind that as much, but, like, I still can't say I wasn't disappointed. Like, I really liked the story. I remember, I think it's The Last Jedi. Is that the second to last one? Like, the middle one?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's the one with fucking Carrie Fisher flying through the space.
Yeah. Yo, I thought that was pretty fucking cool and shit. I remember everyone's like, what the fuck is this shit? I'm like,
I just remember the memes of the fucking song.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That shit's great, bro. But I thought it was fucking good. Like, I thought the whole thing, because I go into the theater to watch these fucking films because it's part of a chronicle that I enjoy. I don't go in thinking, oh, I'm a fucking critique it by the time it's over. Like, I do, but it's like at that point, it's like, why are you gonna fucking do that, bro? Like, at that point, it's like, it's trash for people to do that shit most of the time. That's just my opinion at that point, but I enjoyed it. Would I say, was it necessary? Probably not, because the story should have ended where it ended. They just happened to add a fucking Palpatine in the end and shit, and it was kind of like, okay, you know, fucking hell. But fuck.
You're busy.
I'll be honest, the first movie of the new trilogy was probably my favorite.
Out of all nine?
No. Of the new trilogy.
Of the new one.
Yeah.
Mine was the second one, which is surprisingly the most hated one.
Yeah, I thought, like, it was... A lot of people really fucking hate it, and a lot of people really fucking love it. It's, like, very polarizing, I think.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, man, I don't know, man. It's because you got all these, like, fanboys and shit, or stans, or whatever the fuck you want to call them, and it's like, just enjoy it, bro. Like, they're marketing towards a younger generation. The same thing they did when the prequels came out. They were marking it to a younger generation. That's why they had that fucking goofy-ass fucking Jar Jar Binks and shit, bro. He was there for comedic relief. Han Solo and Chewbacca were there for comedic relief, in my opinion. I chuckle and shit. Or even 3CPO. If anything, like, if they made 3CPO funnier, I think people would be okay with it. But they would probably fucking shit on it even more also. Like, regardless. Like, you can't satisfy people with series and shit nowadays, or at least if you add on to it.
Solo ended with Darth Maul at the end, right?
Yes.
They just show him and he's like, whoa, shit. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, I think, like, Solo and fucking Rogue One work so well just as, like, standalone pieces to, like, like fucking Jose is saying, like, you know, because it works because it's not about the mainline story, but it takes place in the universe and it's like a well-written story that's self-contained and shit.
Yeah, like honestly, if I just saw the sequel part two, or I don't know what the fuck you want to call it, the sequel to everything, like, it's good on its own. Like, if I, it's saying, okay, it's like this, and I'll throw it in because I would say I would win normally arguments like this with people who are like fucking gatekeeping like Star Wars a lot. It's that you can't complain about Star Wars, at least the Skywalker part, when some people don't even know how the Old Republic works. Like, at least that storyline. Because a lot of things changed. George Lucas changed a lot of things from the Old Republic part. And people don't even know that because there's no fucking movies on it. And then people are just fucking mad because they just see what they have. And it's like, they don't know the backstory behind it and shit like that. Like, people just shat on the whole Mycoclorians or whatever the fucking little life organisms and shit.
But the it's mitochondria,
like,
dude.
The mitochondria. No, but like, I thought that was cool because I was like, what is the Force? Can someone explain it physically into the movies? That'd be a good little add-on. And they did. And I was like, okay, I'll believe that. That sounds cool. Because why? It's fucking science fiction.
Yeah.
It can be anything. Like, yeah, why are you so mad? It's like, that doesn't make sense and shit. And I was like,
Dude, there's fucking Jar Jar Binks doesn't make sense. Fighting with laser swords. What the fuck? Who cares if it makes sense or not?
Like, oh my God, bro. And there's a fucking, you think there can be democracy across the universe? We can barely have it in the fucking States, bro. Like, none of it makes sense. But like, it's a movie. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. I don't know, man. My whole point is that Jar Jar Binks was the Sith Lord the entire time. The Unabomber was right.
this is what was going on, dude. Darth Vader, serial killer.
Wasn't it Boba?
Well, I mean,
Boba?
Boba T, bro.
Boba T, bro. Fuck.
I honestly was expecting for, like, the Mandalorian to not be Javier Pascual and be like a fucking copy of Boba Fett also.
Bro, I fucking love that, though. I fucking love Mr. Pascual, dude.
He's a fucking badass actor.
I love Cartels, dude. I watch Cartel. The Cartel. Narcos.
Yeah.
Just because of him, bro. Fuck, these glasses, bro? Pascual. That's all it is, bro. That's all it is. People are like, oh, it's Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. No, bro. I stole his look. And all it needs bigger aviators.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
and a fucking jacket and a gun. And then I'm boom. I'm you're CIA. Fucking,
you're Javi, dude.
I'm Javi.
Fucking Javier. Fucking it, dude. Let's fucking bring it in. Bring it around town. Gather our hands together. Bow our heads in prayer.
We didn't even talk about the Night Stalker.
We kind of did. Let's talk about the Night Stalker for a second, dude. Give me what I really liked, and I'm gonna talk more so about the series as opposed to like just the Night Stalker by itself. One of the things that I thought was fucking cool that they did was like getting the excerpts from his like audio interviews where he's like, "I was in alliance with the evil inherent in human beings." I was like, this motherfucker is on some shit, dude. Like,
yeah, he was the one that like really talked it up, gotcha. But the moments they would get him, they would stump him and shit. Like, there's one part where they ask him, like, why would you kill so many people though? And he's like, I don't want to talk about that. Like, it's like, why don't you want to talk about it? You're over here like fucking like shining your own knob over here about like Satanism and what encouraged you to do this shit, but like, why can't you go into depth about the killings and shit, right?
Do you think that he added the whole like Satanist persona to kind of just be like
100% larger than life thing? 100%. It's the same thing with Son of Sam. Son of Sam made that whole shit up that he was listening to fucking his dog talking about, you know, fucking telling him to kill people. And even if that is true, even if it's fucking true, it's just flat out schizophrenia caused by, and I'm just gonna flat out say, because I personally believe it true, because he even fucking, I believe Richard Ramirez on this one at least, where I agree with him. It's poverty, drug abuse, just fucking violence that causes people just a mixed mash of shit.
So he was super methed out also?
He was fucking like just on shit. He was always doing drugs and shit, bro. Like that's all he would do. He was fucking broke, trying to like hold jobs and shit. But like in the end, he was just kind of like a bum. But he didn't have a horrible like criminal record. He literally just had like, I think it was petty thievery or just he stole shit. That's all it was. He had like a decent record of just being like a fucking petty thief and maybe a car thief too, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But other than that, he's never killed anyone. He's never done anything like completely super fucking violent prior to like
when he started,
when he snapped and shit. So
is there like, and I'll probably, you know, as I finish and wrap up the series, I'm sure they'll probably get to this, but was there, do they find like an event or whatever that pushed him from like petty thievery and GTA to like, I'm gonna murder?
No, they don't explain it too much. Like in his interviews, if you really want to do it on your own time, his interviews do kind of explain that a little bit. He kind of goes into depth. Some of it is very embellished and shit to make him look and sound cooler than he is and shit. But for the most part, like, I do agree with him. It's just sometimes it's just like the way you were born. Abuse plays a huge role into it. Like fucking, and it's just like, honestly, it's just mental illness empowered by other horrible factors, mainly drug abuse and poverty, because, you know, and so on and so forth. But mainly it's just fucking, it's very embellished the way he talks about shit like that. Also, something I noticed is that these documentaries are not like, and it just might be me, like my preference, but when they get the recordings, they don't edit it at least a little bit
to like make to enhance the audio and shit.
To enhance the audio, because it's very echoey, and then they add like fucking reverb to it, like they did to the Night Stalker one. It's very like edited and shit, like gotcha, like, but like not to make it sound better, just to like make it sound more dramatic.
Yeah,
and it sounds too dramatic, and I'm just like, I can't fucking, if I didn't have subtitles, I wouldn't have fucking understood him. And if I didn't hear this interview before, I wouldn't have fucking understood anything, like, at all. I would have to, like, replay it again to get him. And I do like the 80s fucking feel they went for it, though. Because it's something super different. Everything else is, like, Gotham font, like super dramatic piano.
The B-roll of like the car driving around and all that shit, that's pretty badass.
That shit's fucking sick as hell, dude. Yeah. Like that shit was fucking amazing.
The rats and all that shit, like to give you the feel of that. Like, I thought that was fucking dope. I was like, damn, it's cool.
Is the word quarrel the right word?
Quam.
Quinoa. My only quinoa to this entire fucking thing is that... is that they didn't talk about the court cases too much. But then again, that's just me. That's my preference. I like to hear what happens.
Like what's on the record.
Yeah, because he was one of the more dramatic ones also and shit. Like they touch on it so briefly and it's so annoying because it's like, I would assume, oh, you know, maybe half is on the crimes, half is on the prosecution stuff. And it wasn't
like an approach to from like the detective's point of view, no?
Yeah, for sure.
The first episode that I'm in so far, that's what I feel. Like that's what I'm getting.
No, yeah. That's basically what it is, which I respect, but I just wish they could have added a little bit more. It could have been six episodes at least. But I think, you know, budgets come into it, contracts and whatever get in the way, so. But in the end, I still enjoyed it pretty well. I just thought it was very sped up in the beginning. They do give a lot of time. They give a lot of time to the whole detective work and shit, which I appreciated because it was pretty. That part was makes up for the fact for the lack of legislative stuff.
In the first episode that they went through, where they're like, "Dude, these fucking shoes. There's only two in the fucking
dude."
That's crazy. Like, I thought that was a baller.
Nota was like, it's like, what the fuck? It's like, is that true? And I looked it up. I'm like, yeah, apparently. Apparently, like, that's how it was. Like, it was that simple back then. People wouldn't buy shit in bulk. So, like, they would be very meticulous as to how they ordered shit. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, why didn't they catch him sooner? I'm like, they honestly caught him, like, at an appropriate time. Because, like...
Yeah, the time frame was what? Like, fucking 4 months? Year? Oh, really? Oh, never mind. I didn't see the rest of it, obviously.
Oh, but, I
like,
don't know.
Because, like, where I was at, they were, like, day 100 and something. And
oh, like, yeah. No, wait a minute.
Because, listen, cuz.
Come on, kid. I mean, well, okay. The reason I say a year, because it's also, like, other days that go into play, which they hint at, like, in the show. They don't go over it, obviously. But there's other, like, people who are, like, web sleuthy about it. And they start talking about, like, look, there's, like, other cases that are very similar to it, but obviously they caught him. No one gives a shit about those cases once they catch the killer, and it's over. Like, no one dives deeper into the whole thing anymore, because they already caught the fucking guy, so no one cares. It's kind of like the guy from was it Georgia, the guy who was killing and molesting all those little kids, ended up being a black guy. And they get him. They only book him for like two of the
part
fucking
Mindhunter.
Yeah.
Okay.
They only book him for like, I think, two or three or four of them, and the other fucking 20 and beyond fucking cases, nothing. No one fucking talks about it, dude. And it's like, why? Because we already caught the guy, so why the fuck would we even deep dive it? And the families are left like,
why would we scuba Steve?
Scuba Pizza Steve, dog.
Fucking.
Scoob Steve. But yeah, man, it's I thought the series was good, well produced. The music was fucking lit. It was another inspiration to the song that I kind of found
the latest episode
for the new show, which already announced on the other episode on the latest episode. But
I saw
it's gonna be fucking good.
Tell us a little bit about what's to come.
Into the Dark. It's and the subtitle to it is a true crime and horror podcast, because I don't want it to be just true crime itself.
So it's a podcast about horrors.
Horrors, exactly. Yeah. Horrors and true crime. No, but it's like, because a lot of times people just make podcasts about like true crime, and it's like all they do is talk about the cases and stuff like that. But there's other times where they talk about like some of the worst prisons or jailbreaks and shit like that. Some people don't consider that for some reason true crime, but I do. And there's other stuff that like that I want to talk about, which fall under the category of horror, like some Russian experiments that I've recently looked into.
The sleep deprivation
one. And then there's that one too and shit like that. So, like, yeah, like, that doesn't fall under true crime, but it's one of those dark-ass topics that I do want to talk about it with people, and hopefully, like, I can find time to do that, because that one's going to be more regular. I feel like that one's literally just a conversation with someone, shooting the shit about it, and then I just edit the audio to make it sound crispier and then fucking post it up, and that's it, while I work on the background to make the more productive value fucking episodes of On the Streets.
On the Streets of Loretta.
On the Skeets.
But, on them Streets of Loretta.
Yeah. I remember when I first made the logo and shit, and Nora was like, it's like, oh, you're doing that for Bobber or whatever. And I was like, what? And then they fucking... Yeah, because of his poem, and it fucking hit me, and I was like, no! I was like, I don't want it to be because of that. Like, I don't want people to think of that shit. So, I still went for it, though, because I was like...
I just wanted to buy potatoes, dude.
Actually, dude. I just wanted a fucking Pepsi. But yeah, man. But yeah. The way I want to format it... Hola, verga. Did I do that?
I mean, you got fucking close to the mic, so...
You saw it shake, though, right?
No, what do you mean? It didn't shake.
Thing was scared.
You fucking got the spoops, dude.
But I want to go with a vibe of I don't want it to be scripted too much, right? But I do want to make it seem it's like one of those House of Horrors type of stories where like I'm the host and I'm like, "Hey, visitor, I have a story for you." Because I got super inspired by this one podcast, which I recommended to you or anyone else who fucking likes to hear like real scary stories that are just like, 100%. Like make you question it. It's called Radio Rental. Radio Rental is an expression I think Europeans use to say you're crazy, right? Because you hear fucking voices in your head and they're just staying in your head for rent. So Radio Rental is basically an anthology podcast. So they take their time with the seasons to basically engulf all these fucking nice stories that are all true, and they get other people to narrate it and tell their stories. And the whole concept is that you, the listener or the viewer, go into this rental store, and the guy is like, "Oh, hey, friend." Like, it's like, "Oh, I see you like the fucking, you know,
what are you buying?
The art, not the art, the atmosphere of a rental, you know, place and shit like that. I do too. I have a collection of VHS tapes we can watch, and all these tapes are stories and shit." And all you hear him like pop in the fucking VHS tape, and then the narrator starts with their story, and he finishes it, and he's like, "Ooh, that was scary, wasn't it?" Ooh. And I was like, "Oh fuck, this podcast is fucking great."
That's a badass fucking format,
dude. It's fucking great. They take forever to fucking pop out episodes though, but
I fucking bet it sounds like it has like a super high production value.
It's fucking amazing. They do add Foley sounds and shit like that. Like if they're talking about, "Oh yeah, I was hearing steps running behind me," like, and it's like, "Oh yeah, fucking lock the door," and everything else, dude. It's fucking great. But I recommend it. Radio Rental. It's also inspired the cover art for me because I don't see a lot of podcasts with like 80s type of like VHS-y type of tapes and shit. But yeah. Love that shit, man.
Radio Rentals.
Radio and Rental.
What about that new podcast that you were starting? It's called Five Mics.
Five Mics?
Yeah.
Joke's on you, bro. It's four.
Nah, dude. It's now five, dude.
Just fucking. It's
five. I can do now. It too, bro. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up? So yeah.
Well, there you fucking have it. You know, we didn't really talk about the Night Stalker too much, but like,
yeah, it's something. Yeah, we reviewed half of it because you.
We reviewed half of it because I've only seen half of it. Maybe we'll bring up the other one on a future episode, the other half of it. But, I just think that, oh yeah, dude, iPod headphones, five fucking mics. What's up, bitch? Yes, got you.
Joke's on you, bro.
They're JBLs. Oh, dude, these Jables.
Those Jables, dude. Oh, fuck. I don't know if it's still on Netflix. Watch Waco and let's talk about that.
Oh, I've seen Waco.
Seen Waco. Okay, we'll talk about it some other episode.
Okay, I'm fucking down. Let's schedule that for like,
dude, because that shit's filled with conspiracies and everything, bro.
Fucking Michael Shannon comes out on that show.
Yes, bro.
There you go. I didn't think about that.
Beautiful man, bro.
Yeah, he's all
written. I have the book and shit. I started reading it by Thibodeau or whatever the fuck his name is.
Like the actual FBI or ATF guy? Is it FBI?
No. It's he's one of the survivors.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, and he was talking about like, dude, he goes into depth way more in the book, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
Netflix cuts out some freaky shit that happens in that book. But that fucking amazing. If no one's ever seen that one, it's fucking good.
Who plays the guy that pretends to be Jesus? Is it Armie Hammer?
Fine.
It looks like him. Now that I think about it. Oh, never mind. It's not him.
Yeah, no, that's not him. Jacob Vasquez comes out though. I mean, no way.
Taylor Kitsch. That's that guy.
Taylor Kitsch. Yeah.
Remember. Motherfucker out here pretending to be a cannibal. Being freaky. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. No, I saw that shit on Twitter for a second. It died off real quick though, and I was like, "What the fuck?" He quickly turned that shit down. He's like, "No, it's a joke." And I was like, "What?"
I just get horny like that, dude.
Don't kink shame me, a la verga.
For real, that's all it was.
Yeah, man.
But okay, we will now gather hands, bow our heads, and pray the gay away together. No fat chicks in this prayer circle. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of Aliens in the Butter. And we're going to do a Fourth Dimension Fridays, actually, in February, the first Friday of February. So it's going to be virtual still, mm-hmm. but we're coming in hot with some shit.
Any topics yet?
You know what? Comment some shit on this video or like on our fucking page on Instagram or whatever the fuck for any ideas you can think of. We're spitballing with like AI and transhumanism and shit like that. And like the correlation between praying and then like the gay away at the end. No, but so far, like those are two of the things that we were kind of like just fucking around with, the AI and transhumanism. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to just do that. Like I would be down to kind of cover a series of topics. We might, or we will probably have Nicholas Whips on the panel.
Nice.
And a couple of other Brodies. And, you know, get together with us and crack a cold one. And let's fucking go off the deep end, bro.
Fuck yeah.
If you haven't already heard the latest episode of On the Streets of Laredo, go check it the fuck out. It is on all major streaming platforms, on Spotify, on Gegler, on Apple Pumcasts, on fucking SoundCloud, on anything, dude. Anything you could think of, dude, it's there. All right? Alexa, play On the Streets of Laredo.
Aren't you going to get that fucking Dean Martin song? No, wait, not Dean Martin. I forgot that fucking guy's name.
Dean Martin? Isn't that like a fucking... Oh, wait, no, he is.
He's a singer. Yeah. Singer and actor. He's a triple threat, bro. He can also dance.
Fucking triple threat, bro. He can
dance. Yeah. Anyone who wants to sponsor the show, come at me, please. Anyone who sells coffee mainly, please.
Tulsi's, Organic Man.
Dude, Organic Man would be pretty good too. So I would just make a whole fucking bit about it. It's like, you know why people die, bro? Because they're not awake. Drink your coffee.
Organic. Boom.
$15 right there, bro, for like a fucking 30-second bit.
There you go, bro. Reach out to us if you want to put your fucking advertisements or your products on any of these shows. Bye-bye, everybody. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to enjoy this fucking Whataburger. Goodbye.